It's an interesting stat. To be honest, I didn't know it until I got here. And although it's only a number, a figure, it's nice. It's nice to know that I've been around so long. And well, let's hope it's not the last 500, and there are many more.
Well, it does mean you're joining an exclusive club as well. There's not that many players who've reached 500 and then gone on and still playing as well as you're playing.
Well, if I didn't know the first stat, I don't even know this one either. But well, I guess it's not easy to reach that many tournaments, and it's nice to get there. But the main thing is not only to play the tournaments, but keep being competitive and having a chance to win some of them at some point.
Take me back. Tell me about the first.
The first tournament. Oh wow. I think when I turned pro, I mean I played some tournaments as an amateur, but my first European tour as a professional was just when I turned pro, and I think it was Tour España Masters or something that I didn't do very well. But my first one that I remember playing, because that was the first one when I already got my card, was a Madrid Open in Puerta de Hierro some 20 years back.
And that's special, presumably, as a memory?
Yeah, it was good. It was good because, well, it's the first time that you feel that you are really on tour. I made the cut as well, which is a big thing, I guess. And it set me off in a way. So yeah, I remember that moment.
Well, with your family, with your father in particular, you were born into the game. So yeah. Did you ever imagine that you'd been reaching this kind of milestone and just the number of years out on tour?
To be honest, I try to take it day by day. I've never looked too far ahead. And I guess going step by step, it has taken me a lot longer, a lot further than maybe I could have expected if I had thought about it. But I guess it's what comes from hard work and being lucky of being motivated still as the first day and still looking forward to playing as much as I did when I started.
And the highlights? Victory, presumably.
Yeah, well, sport is all about success, isn't it? And luckily, I have some good memories. I've won a few nice tournaments. I've been in the Ryder Cup team. We've won that event as well in Spain. Well, that's probably the highlight of my career. And But not only the victories. I mean, there are a lot of moments that you wouldn't change what you do for any other thing. And I'm lucky to have been living through those moments in my career.
And as it's such a wonderfully long career, presumably you've seen quite a few changes in terms of the European Tour in that time.
Well, when I started, I remember that we're now here in Qatar, and I remember we played in Dubai for maybe the first or the second time, and it was like, my goodness, are we going that far to play in the European Tour? Now Dubai seems like next door. I mean, we had probably two or three tournaments outside Europe. When I started, and now we've got six or seven tournaments in Europe. Well, that's probably exaggerating a little bit, but it has changed a lot, and the standard of the game has changed a lot. When I started, probably you could tell that out of the 150 guys that were starting, maybe only 50 had a real chance to win. Now everyone can do it. Now anyone can miss a cut. Well, see what happened last week with guys ranked number one and two in the world missing the cut comfortably, which is something that probably only happens in this game, and that happens because it's so competitive nowadays that it's nice to be still part of it.
Still enthusiastic, still excited, still with ambition.
Oh yeah, definitely. I if I'm here, it's because I still think there's something out there for me that still haven't achieved, and that's what we still work hard for.